This is your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad.
Welcome to the Brooklyn Marina.
Thank you.
13 sales and you could only put up one for me.
The Brooklyn Marina rolled out the welcome mat for Nova Scotia's sailing ambassador on Tuesday evening. A few dozen people turned out to meet the crew of Blue Nose 2 at the small clubhouse as it visited the Liverpool area in its first stop on a tour of southwestern Nova Scotia. Others drove down the small wharf in Brooklyn or towards the breakwater to get a look across Liverpool Bay to where the schooner was anchored. Captain Phil Watson was one of the dozen or so crew members who shuttled from the sailing icon to the marina.
We haven't been here in a long time, and we were developing a cruise along the Southwest Nova, and so Liverpool it is. There's great alumni support here and community support, and the club has always been good to us, so it's pretty easy to put Liverpool on the list.
The tour of southwestern Nova Scotia was hatched after the Blue Nose crew canceled an early September trip to Gloucester, Massachusetts. Instead, they said they'd do what so many other Canadians are doing this year, stay closer to home and support local tourism. The last time the Blue Nose 2 was in Liverpool was in 2021, as the ship celebrated 100 years of Blue Nose history. Kate Smith, a deckhand from Sydney, Nova Scotia, is spending her third summer on the Blue Nose. It was her first visit to Liverpool.
I love it. It's great. People are sweet. It's beautiful. It's super awesome. We really like going around this area and figured we'd go do a little vacay, like staycation, basically, around the south coast. So it's great.
Liverpool's Craig Harding sailed on the schooner as a 20-year-old from 1968 to 1969.
I'd been on fishing boats, on draggers and so on, but I'd never been on a sailboat until that year, and I learned to sail on her. I've been connected to the Blue Nose ever since. hard not to be. Yeah, really, really happy to see the support. It was beautiful to see her come in.
Jamie Frankel of Massachusetts just happened to be at the marina on Tuesday when he heard about the Blue Nose's visit. He and some others arrived on the Sequester a couple of days before to wait for better weather to continue their journey through the Gulf of Maine.
None of us knew she was going to be coming at the time, so this is an incredibly welcome surprise. As the sailing ambassador for Nova Scotia, I think everyone loves her, but in addition, she has beautiful lines as a ship, and as a tall ship of that size, I'd say that it's always a wonderful event to be someplace where she comes in, and it's the splendor of old sailing ships and old-style sailing ships.
Captain Watson says the Blue Nose always draws a crowd.
It's, you know, bringing a fishing schooner back to a fishing community often. You know, all these communities have shipbuilding, fishing heritage, and these schooners, whether it was a fishing schooner or a cargo schooner, they all have that history is there. So to be able to put a thing in place in the harbor where you can then talk about it, and you can talk about, oh, well, those schooners used to be here all the time, or they used to build them over there. It's a chance for the community to talk about the history of their communities and share it with them themselves, and hopefully they'll come and share it with us as well.
The Blue Nose 2 is planning to leave Liverpool on Wednesday afternoon. Its next stops are in Clark's Harbor, Yarmouth, Digby, and Lower West Pubnico. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.
Okay, come on in.
We'll try and keep the foolishness to a minimum.